We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I started couples therapy, what was it, like a month or so ago? My wife Lindsay and I went. I mean, I haven't seen a therapist for like a year or two, and delving into a lot of personal issues I got with my, resentment of my dad who passed away, anger with my mom who's still alive, yada, yada. That's all the fun, boring stuff that makes me a peach to be with as a husband, I'm sure. But you know what? My wife and I, we've been married for 3.5 years, together for 7. And I mean, it's a normal thing. Everybody's got issues in relationships, no matter how long or how fresh it is. Things come up, and well, we've been going. And I'll tell you what, I think it's one of the best decisions we've ever done in our marriage is to actually have this couples therapy, because like anything, like I need a couples therapy for Alex and Liv on the show, so like they know like what I mean and how to communicate it, because my thoughts and opinions don't come out the way that connects with them. Same thing with my wife. Like, I swear I'm telling her the right way, it doesn't come out that way, and she gets pissed about it. But we have really learned a lot. We've learned, like, fighting rules, and everybody's different. But, for example, my wife no longer, at least the past month, has not brought my mom into any conversation in a negative tone.
That's good.
I appreciate that, because that's, like, a trigger point for me, because even though my mom is an awesome woman and I have some issues with her, I still defend her. You know what I mean? People
right.
defend people because
sure.
it's who they are.
And so you told us about the rules, the new rules. So those have been last time that you gave us an update. So those, it looks like, have been going well. You guys have been implementing them, which is great. What did you guys discuss yesterday in couples therapy that was new?
Talking about... I always think, like, I'm quick. Like, I treat work like life. I'm like, okay, let's get to the point. We don't have time to waste. Like, let's get this done. Well, that means that sometimes me not realizing it, but I make decisions which I think are the best interest, but I don't necessarily counsel with her and see what her thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm some dictating husband. Like, woman, go make me a sandwich. It doesn't matter what you think.
You don't have a conversation and ask her opinion on what to do.
And if I do, it's kind of like, well, I'm going to make the decision anyways.
And so what did the therapist say about how you guys can get over that, of one person kind of dominating decision making?
Well, obviously she says that there has to be equal partnership on there, so that's just a given simple thing. But one thing is that I kind of want her input, but I don't phrase it properly. For example, I was trying to help Lindsay out. We have my brother and my sister-in-law coming into town. They're staying in the guest bedroom. This has been a reoccurring theme. And it was messy. It was all my wife's stuff, because that was like the storage closet. And instead of saying, hey, why don't, you know, instead of saying it the right way, I was like, hey, you're going to go clean after dinner, right? And
I would be pissed.
Exactly. But Alex, you get that, like, I could say it a different way and you'd be like, yeah, I think I'm going to clean tonight. But the way I said it, I didn't mean to say it that way. I'm a matter of fact, like, hey, we got to clean this thing up, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you could have said, hey, do you want to work together on getting the guest room
exactly.
ready after dinner? Like, and also not putting all the responsibility on her. You could have taken some responsibility in helping and all that. I get that. So what was something that you brought up for new homework for her to work on?
The biggest homework is actually, I'm so proud of her, what she did, but I need her to continue, because I will lose my mind if she just stops cleaning and tidying. Just the things we have. I'm not the white glove kind of guy, like, because I'm actually, here's where I'm compromising. I just feel so bougie, because I feel like no matter how much money I make in my life, I'm always going to be like, just, you know, and I hate to offend anybody if you are, I just consider myself kind of white trash. That's just who I am. I don't think there's anything wrong with being white trash. That's just what I consider myself, no matter what my level of income goes up to or goes down to. But I feel really guilty having a housekeeper or somebody come by once or twice a month. But I'm willing to compromise and do that just to do basic things that'll help save us an hour or two of our time.
If you only get a house cleaner, somebody that is cleaning up like weekly, it can be very expensive.
Like,
but
if
you only get once or twice a month, it might be $60.
Okay, that's reasonable. That's something where I don't feel like I'm too bougie.
Maybe once a month would be like 60. So I think that might
twice
be
a
worth
month.
It.
It will be, and that's what we're going to do.
That's good. So have you guys discussed yet? Have you gotten to this point in the therapy of your all's different gripes about flipping pancakes and the frequency and all that?
No, because honestly, because here's what happens. Like, last night, things came up that we weren't even expecting to talk about. And it's just like, my therapist even had things like, hey, this is what I think we should open with this. We never even got to it.
Interesting.
But it was
okay.
A good thing, because it's good to get the crap out. I find in our relationship, and I don't know if it works for everybody, but I feel like it is good to get out there. And I've had a couple of listeners DM me on my Instagram, Joe Pesh Radio, or Joe and Alex Show, which is our main Instagram page where everybody's on. And they've asked, like, hey, like, where do you go? I don't think it matters what therapist you go to. I mean, I can recommend mine, but I really think it's not the end of the world if you do couples therapy. The goal is to save and maintain your relationship.
Yeah.
So go. I wish, honestly, we would have done premarital counseling. We didn't do that. But I wish we would have done stuff a lot earlier.
Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell started out their relationship in couples therapy, and they have like the most perfectest relationship marriage ever. It's adorable, and I love them. So, yeah. Proof so in the pudding.
I think in a couple more weeks, because there's a lot that I want to give you updates when they come. So I'm going to save that up, and we'll do one big update. But overall, Alex, couples therapy has been really beneficial. I highly recommend it. You don't have to be at the toxic point where it's like, divorcing.
Why did you say in the beginning, or tease in this topic, why did you say you felt like you were winning?
Oh, I'm just being an idiot and kidding around there.
Oh, okay, because someone was asking about that on Twitter.
No, not really. I'm just being a stupid tool bag. I feel like I'm so annoying in general, but also at my therapy sessions, because I've been doing therapy for a year or two. I know the answers to my problems. Like, I know where they're going. I know where my therapist, Julie, will
probably direct it. It's just finding the motivation to actually work through them.
It's doing it, but then I realize when my wife says something, it's like, well, therapist Joe here, because I know why that your issue is. That's from your dad, Lindsay. You know what I mean? Like, I know where the answer's going, so. Porkchop's giving me a look. Calm down, dude.
It's just, what?
He just looks at me like, ooh, you just said something about her father. No, her dad's awesome. I love Ken, man. He's a grill master. He's the coolest guy ever. So
I like the therapy updates. I think I am glad that you're sharing them.
I'll see if she'll ever come on. I don't think she will because of HIPAA, but therapist Julie, I need you to come on. You can explain this better than I can. We'll give you an update next time it comes around. All right, please do me a favor. This might be one of the greatest things that we ever do. Porkchop doesn't even realize what this is.
So excited.
You need to look at this as a learning experience, because you're always on the defensive about this. I'm telling you, this really, I swear to God, I feel like could change your life.
You know from listening that we think that Porkchop's finances are a total crapshot, a mess. He needs desperate help. Porkchop thinks that he is so financially sound and smart. He thinks that, yes, he's broke, but that he's doing the best he can. So we got Chris Hogan, part of the Dave Ramsey Financial Network.
Yeah, Ramsey Solutions is their official name. Yep.
To come on our show. He's a number one New York Times best-selling author and has his own show and everything. To come on and tell us once and for all, is Porkchop screwed, or is he truly doing better than
we are? I feel like Chris Hogan's going to be able to help him, and maybe you can learn something along the way too.
This could also be like a wake-up call and your million-dollar idea listening to him for your own finances.
All right, it's next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.